Joe's Need to Know News. Brett Kavanaugh was sworn in Saturday night as 114th Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Senate narrowly confirmed his confirmation to join the Supreme Court. The vote was 50 to 48. Speaking of voting, how about this? The deadline to register to vote. Please, people, vote. I don't care who you vote for. You can write in an entry if you want, but vote. You need to. General election, the November 6th is happening. You have to register by October 9th, which is
tomorrow.
That's the cutoff. Indiana residents can register to vote online by texting Indiana, that's our state, to vote. So that number is 28683. Like you're doing the number 2, then VOTE, it'll text you right there. To vote, or just go online to indievoters.com. Whatever's easier, make sure you do that. The deadline is tomorrow. Sad news. It's just like, what the heck happened? This crash involving a limousine upstate New York in a tourist spot killed 20 people. 18 of the victims were in the limo, and two of them were bystanders just out doing their thing. Local officials report that a limo speeding down a hill hit bystanders Saturday afternoon at Apple Barrel Country Store. It's about 170 miles north of New York City, to give you a little reference point right there. This is the deadliest transportation accident in the U.S. in almost a decade.
That is just so sad. And even sadder is that everyone in that limo was part of a wedding party. So they haven't exactly said
huge
who
family
was who, but I'm assuming that would be, you know, the bride, the groom, and all their best friends.
Yeah, there was a newlywed couple that just got married. It was all family in there just celebrating, having
just
a good time.
Just devastating. This reminds me, and I don't know the case, someone that's listening might, and they can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, but I just remember when Oprah was still on, she had a member of some family that was in a wedding party limo crash on her show. Mm-hmm. And it was so sad because they had kids, like their flower girl and flower boy and stuff like that, in the limo. And I just remember a few people lost their heads and stuff. But what was interesting was, like, literally, they were talking about how the seatbelt at the time, limos, they did have seatbelts in them.
Okay.
And because a lot of these people in this limo accident were wearing seatbelts, that's what caused them to lose their head. And they started outlawing seatbelts in buses and in limos and stuff like that. So now I wonder if they're going to say, no, now we need to bring
it back.
They're
saying that this crash, the limo is probably going about 60 miles per hour or faster.
Yikes.
Like, I mean, yeah, you're danged if you do, danged if you don't. I had a friend that rolled his truck, fell out, and he survived. They say he would have been dead with a seatbelt.
It's so
hard.
But
I'd say 9 times out of 10, seatbelt's going to save your
life. But in those big vehicles, that's where it's hard. It's tricky with buses and limos to know what the right thing is. Just like also there was seatbelts in the Carrollton County bus crash in Kentucky. That's one of the deadliest vehicle crashes in the United States history, and with a bunch of kids on it coming back from Kings Island.
Yeah.
Do you remember that story? And
I
think they had seatbelts, and when it caught on fire, that's why those kids couldn't get out.
All right, we got to pick up the mood here. I feel really sad.
Yeah,
it's depressing.
Wow.
All right, do you guys know who Banksy is? Have you ever heard of Banksy?
Yes, of course.
All right, Banksy, if you don't know, is an artist, does a lot of graffiti work, tries to be anonymous, but people kind of believe who he is. Well, he created artwork that was inside of a frame, and it had a shredder he installed. So once it was sold this past week in an auction for like $1.4 million, they banged the gavel down. All of a sudden, people look, and they hear like, ring! And like a shredder built into it starts shredding the photo. It's like so awesome. I have the video up.
The whole thing or just part of it?
Almost all the way down. Like it went to like, I'd say over 3/4 shredded.
Wouldn't you be ticked off as the person who just paid all that money
for
that?
And that's what I'm wondering. Like, what does the auction house do to that person? They're like, Alex, I'm sorry, you bid on it.
Because
it was within like 3 seconds. So Banksy was actually in the crowd with the control thing. So that's kind of a cool thing. You can see it all go down, like I've mentioned, on our website, radionowindy.com. And Wheel of Fortune, not my favorite game, but I can't spell either, so that's probably why. Listen to this Wheel of Fortune fail. Maybe you two can figure this one out.
There is a W. Are you going all the way here or not?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Okay. Yeah, that. No.
All right. You know
wasn't thinking.
You know that's wrong. Okay. Listen to the reaction.
Sorry. Janet, it's your turn.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and cold shower.
Yeah, that's
Cold shower.
Awkward for everybody involved. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.